You are listening to iTAMU News, a production of the Texas A&M International University Office of Public Relations, Marketing, and Information Services. I'm Melissa Barrientos-Whitfield, Social Media and Communications Manager. Today is Wednesday, November 21st. In this season of Thanks, TAMU students have organized multiple service projects designed to give back to their community. Student members of some of TAMU's 50-plus student clubs have dedicated everything from art projects and food drives to toy and clothing collections as community projects. The Student Nurses Association raised $871 in support of the Pink to Do Breast Cancer Awareness. Sigma Delta Lambda conducted a turkey and canned food drive with all food and items donated to the Bethany House. The TAMU Green Club provided guest presentations on recycling and going green for all freshman seminar students. Members of the National Student Speech Language Hearing Association contributed non-perishable food, books, clothing, shoes, and toiletries to Bethany House. The artisans are creating colorful masks for Getaway Gatos, a group dedicated to animal protection and rights, and for their upcoming Christmas Animal Posada. The Association of International Students is hosting a toy drive for the nonprofit program Voz de Niños to assist 46 children and teenagers. Student volunteers from Sigma Nu Delta participate in this weekend's HEB annual Feast of Sharing by helping administrators manage volunteers in the event. For more information about TAMU community engagement, contact Mayra Hernandez, TAMU Associate Director of Student Conduct and Community Engagement at 956-326-2280 or email mghernandez@tamu.edu. Classes are suspended for the Thanksgiving holiday and will resume Monday, November 26th. University offices in the Sue and Radcliffe Killam Library will close for Thanksgiving on November 22nd through the 24th. The library will be open for regular service hours Sunday, November 25th from noon to midnight. In the event of an emergency, please contact University Police at 956-326-2100. Usher in the holidays with snow and much merriment at the TAMU Campus Activity Board Tree Lighting Ceremony Wednesday, November 28th, from 5 to 9 p.m. in the Student Center. Admission is free and open to the public. Each year, the TAMU CAB invites the students and community to witness a one-of-a-kind tradition that illuminates the campus to kick off the holiday season. Visitors are able to enjoy the sights and sounds of TAMU with performances from various local choirs in a setting surrounded by wildlife indigenous to the region, said Miguel A. Trevino, Associate Director, Office of Student Affairs. The event provides a great opportunity to enjoy a fun-filled evening with family members and friends while showcasing the unique atmosphere TAMU provides. Activities and performances will put guests in the holiday spirit, and pictures with Santa will allow them to keep the memories going, Trevino added. In addition to pictures with Santa and the aforementioned snow, there will be much to keep children busy, entertained, and delighted. Although the celebration starts at 5 p.m., Trevino encourages guests to arrive early. For more information, contact Trevino at mtrevino@tamu.edu or call 956-326-2283. Additional information is also available at facebook.com/txamiu.osa. Students and faculty at TAMU will have an opportunity to learn about the university's commitment to service learning at the first Service Learning Expo, scheduled Tuesday, November 27th from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Student Center Ballroom. Dr. Marcela Uribe, TAMU Program Director, Service Learning Coordination, Engaging Sophomores, described Service Learning, which was launched at TAMU in the fall of 2011. Service learning has become a teaching strategy of significant importance in higher education. It provides an educational experience in which students participate in a credit-bearing course paired with an organized community service. For example, students in a leadership class will partner with a community group like the Mexican Consulate in Laredo to tutor adults to obtain their elementary or middle school certificates. At the core of service learning are guided and structured reflections that support learning by enhancing course comprehension, integrating academic and service concepts, and developing civic and social justice responsibilities, Dr. Oliva explained. She said the expo offers a one-stop opportunity for TAMU students and faculty to jointly explore the university's service learning opportunities. Service Learning Expo participants will learn about TAMU's service learning classes and review student exhibits and projects and their service to the community. TAMU faculty that are already collaborating to create curricula, providing experimental learning, promoting civic responsibility among students will take part. For additional information, contact Uribe at 956-326-3133 or email marcela.uribe@tamu.edu. More information is also available at tamiu.edu and on Facebook and Twitter. A free smartphone and tablet app is available for download at tamiu.edu.